So the analysis is more of the work. The charting is all the work for me. Finding the right stuff. If I were to rephrase your question, the answer becomes more apparent. If I'm a sniper and you ask me, how much is the getting camouflaged, observation, waiting, looking for that shot, keeping fed, nourished, sustained, unobserved, and the actual pulling of the shot, which percentage is, you know, the bigger part of the work, you would actually say, well, clearly everything that was in the first instance is all the work, and the shot is literally the coup de grace moment of just key acknowledgement where all the work manifests itself. In the same way, Muhammad Ali, when was pointed out that he, you know, do you know you had that one fight with Joe Frazier, was over in a minute and a half, and you got paid X amount of dollars, and you know that effectively meant you earned during that time the ludicrous sum of X million dollars per second. And he actually said, but hold on, who was paying for me when I was running on the pavements in the streets 15 years ago and hitting a punch bag in a rundown district with nothing but my dreams? So in essence, the work is all done on the charting. The actual trade element of implementing, putting it on, the order placement is almost like the pressing the button. It's very small element. It's the pulling of the trigger. It's the small element. It's important, and what happens post is the in-trade management, which largely you should be leaving for your pre-agreed levels.
It's almost a sort of the 91% of the work is the, you know, in order to get the 90 to 10% working in your favor, you spend 90% of your time studying, and then you might get 10% of your
action. Oh, absolutely. Time. You start putting 91% into your chart analysis and looking at it across intra-markets. Say you're looking at buying gold. How's the gold doing relative to the dollar? Is it the dollar? Have you looked at gold versus the euro? You're doing all this intra-market analysis, looking at all the patterns, drawing every pattern in the run-up, seeing where all the key levels are, seeing how it's interacted with all the key round numbers, looking at the volume, where's the volume been building up, looking at the volatility, seeing if your setup is potentially a downside setup and comparing it with other similars that you've taken. You're doing all of some of these things that I've only some of what I do before a trade. You do that 91%, you're going to be part of the 9% on balance most occasions. What actually happens is people spend most of the time being in the trade and hitting the trade and trading in and out, and very little of that is actually in the pre-trade preparation. And it's like anything, you know. People used to say about Kevin Peterson for his batting, you put an immense amount of time in the nets. And then they'd say, oh, he's a good batsman, look at him swinging the bat. And forget about how much work has gone into it, you know, beforehand. You see him playing in the test match. That's a fraction of what he's been doing on the batting front.